Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Time now for our Community Connection. OKM Music Festival's got to be here before you know it, and I've got one of the stars. I have Jack Settles here. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great, Tom. I'm happy to be here this morning.
Jack, I understand that you've been knocking around playing all kinds of great music in the area and all over the place for a few years now. Let's say you're not a rookie.
I hope not at this point.
Well,
I was born and raised in Bartlesville, uh-huh. And I just moved to Nashville a few years ago. And so I'm playing in the Nashville area, Alabama, and Georgia. I'm actually in Georgia right now. I just played here last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always love coming back to Oklahoma to play. I'm super excited for June.
Now, how old were you when you started getting interested in music and started playing locally here?
Well, I've been playing guitar since about first grade, mm-hmm. And I didn't really take it very seriously until around high school. I was in middle school and high school choir, which was where I really learned to start singing. And then when I was 17, I actually had kind of an incident that led to me more seriously pursuing music. A virus attacked my inner ear, and I lost a lot of hearing, and I had vertigo and tinnitus, and it was all a pretty depressing time. I was pretty much bedridden from the vertigo, and I didn't sing or play for about 2 months, which is the longest I'd gone. And so at about 17, whenever the doctors were able to get a decent amount of hearing back, I realized that it was something that I wanted to do more seriously and long term. And before I get old and inevitably lose my hearing again. And so at about that time I started playing, I played a Painted Horse and the Price Tower bar up there. And then I just kind of decided after I graduated Bartlesville High School and Tri-County Tech in 2018. And I decided to just move to Nashville right at that point.
Now, we have Jack Settle on with us here. You're in Nashville, that's home base right now. You're all over the place playing now that they're letting people play again. What do you like about the road?
Oh, I love it, man. I love traveling. And I like being able to travel and do what I love and be able to pay for the travel. And it's just a very fun experience. I love new and exciting things. And I love meeting people and getting to meet new people. And so, like I said, I just played a show here in Georgia last night, and I got to meet a bunch of new friends and play music. It just can't get much better than that. And that's, I'm really excited to, I do it a lot solo, just by myself, but in June I'll be getting to bring my band from Nashville, and we'll all be, coming out to Bartlesville. So, and that will be my first full band show in Bartlesville.
Wow, what a nice little homecoming. That's going to be on June 11th, Clyde Lake at Willow Rock, as you kick things off here for the Dallas Brass, all part of the OKM Music Festival. This is cool, isn't it?
It's going to be, I am so excited. I'm very blessed and thankful to be a part of the festival this year. And it's very, like I said, very exciting to me to get to come back and do this.
About a year ago, you produced Middle of Somewhere. Can you talk a little bit more about this and maybe where we can find it?
Yeah, so that was my debut EP. There's six songs on there, and it's a wide range of styles. It's all country. It's a lot of different types of country. And I played almost all the instruments on it. So it was a very self-produced, self-recorded, and self-released project. I had a little help on it. My buddy Justin Schumacher played some guitar, and then the Grammy-winning Michael Cleveland played some fiddle on it, so the fiddle is real great on there. And it's out everywhere. It's on all the streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you listen to music. And I also have CDs available on my website at jacksettle.com or at the OKM show in June. So you can pick one up there if you're coming to see the show, or you can get one and I can ship it to you.
Well, very good. Now, what can we expect from the show? Folks haven't seen you in a little bit. Things change. Like you said, you bring in your full band with you, everything else?
That's right. So I'm bringing, the band will be drums, bass, guitar, and fiddle, and then myself on acoustic guitar and lead vocals. Mm-hmm. And I would say expect lots of original country music. It's going to be pretty much almost all originals, and the styles will range from, you know, chill Americana all the way to upbeat Southern rock. It's going to be a range of things. I think it'll be fun for the whole family, fun for all ages and all types of music listening preferences. And, you know, I want to have people, we'll have songs that'll have people up and dancing. Then we'll have a couple that'll maybe have some people headbanging. And then we'll have some songs just where people might, you know, sit down and think. And so I think it'll be real fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. I think everyone's going to come out and have a lot of fun. It's just going to be a great time playing music in a beautiful setting.
Now, once again, that is Friday, June 11th. We're going to open up the Jack Settle songbook with his full band and everything. And gates are going to open up at 5. The music kicks off at 6. We're going to have some great performances like Jack right there. And also kid activities, food trucks, fireworks for the big finale. Hey, boy, I tell you what, you know how to start her off with a bang, don't you? And, of course, the tickets are only $15. They range to $35, depending on the ticket type. And, of course, you can find out more at OKM's website, which is okmmusic.org. So this is really good, a nice homecoming, and you're doing it with our signature music festival. I mean, it just can't get better for a guy, Jack.
That's right. I'm, like I said, very blessed and thankful to be here. And I'm very thankful to everyone in Bartlesville for supporting me, even though it's been kind of long distance for the last 3 years. I've received so much support and just love from everyone there. So I cannot wait to come back and get to play for everyone in person again. It's been about a year or two since mm-hmm. I've been in Bartlesville playing. So.
Now, I got to ask you this question about Nashville, because every now and then, every kid with a guitar thinks, well, I think I can just go on to Nashville. Heck, I'm pretty good. And once you get to Nashville, you figure out that pretty much everyone there is pretty good. Was that a realization or what?
It was. There has been a lot that I've learned since moving there, and that's one of them. I've learned that music is also a business, and that you have to be able to be both creative and think in a business mindset. And I have, and I did really learn that there are a lot of people just like me there, and you kind of have to find what makes you unique and what makes you different, and find your own style and be creative and unique and not just mold into the same thing that everyone else is doing. And so that's what I've been trying to do. And a lot of people, I've seen it happen, a lot of people will move there, and for the record, I want to say that I don't think you have to move to a place like Nashville to be successful in music. It just kind of felt like what was right for me, but you can, you know, with the internet, you can do anything these days. But to me, the saturation of other artists and creative people there has been a great thing to me. I don't see it as competition. I see it rather as a lot of people to meet and collaborate with and make your friends. You know, it's been a very positive experience for me so far.
Well, very, very good. You got to watch out for those guys who say, hey, I got a record for you.
Yeah,
read the fine print and listen very carefully.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I right now, I really, you know, a lot of people are like, why don't you have a record deal yet? And you know, I actually really appreciate being independent, at least at the moment. I have a lot of creative freedom, and all the money I make is mine. and you know, it gives me, I'm able to create music a lot more authentically that way, in my opinion. So it's been great.
Well, you're staying true to yourself, and you're staying true to your art, and really, that's something to be admired. A lot of mm-hmm. folks try to go for that brass ring the first 10 minutes they're down there, and that could be a trip.
That's right.
Jack Settle is with us. Do you have a website so folks can go visit, see what you're up to?
Yes, sir, I do. It's jacksettle.com, and that will have links to literally everything. And then if anyone wants to find me on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of that, it's at Jack Settle Music.
Very good. Once again, we've got you coming up here the 11th out at Willow Rock. You'll be kicking things off for the Dallas Brass for OKM's Music Festival that's finally live and finally in person. And for ticket information, go to okmmusic.org. Thank you, Jack.